Hey everybody, Sean from Silicon Theory here, and this is Silicon Theory Radio. Wherever it is that you're listening to us, whether it's on Anchor.fm or your favorite podcast player, thanks for listening. Tonight's episode is a little bit later than usual, but I also wanted to talk about a topic that was a little bit more serious than usual. And so we're going to talk tonight a little bit about Article 13. So at first, when I heard about Article 13, I was, quite frankly, ignorant as to what it was and why it might impact me. And I thought it perhaps was something having to do with the GDPR. But for those that aren't aware, Article 13, and to a lesser extent, a few other of the articles of the European Union's Copyright Protection Directive, is a little bit more focused than that, let's say. Article 13 specifically addresses content creators and their ability to upload content that may be copyrighted by another artist or content creator. And what this means primarily for YouTubers, and make no mistake, while Sean P and I consider ourselves part-time content creators and our content does end up on YouTube, as well as a few other places, we are not using this as our primary livelihood. We're not using it as our primary source of income. And so it doesn't really affect us when changes like demonetization and the adpocalypse took over YouTube and did impact significant numbers of creators in lots of different ways. In the same way that the Logan Paul controversy impacted the way and how monetization is enabled on channels, it was something that wasn't really on the forefront of our minds. And so, again, when I heard about Article 13, I was like, what is this? How does it impact me? Oh, it's a European Union thing. I'm primarily a US-based content creator, so I'm out. And I'm sure that a lot of US content creators feel the same way, and they shouldn't, because anything that impacts our internet impacts all of us. All content creators, all podcasters, all artists, all musicians, all folks who have a hand in producing content creatively. What's been referred to as the creative economy is sustained by the internet, and the internet is free to everyone. And I like to jokingly say that the good thing about the internet is you can find anything that you want, and the bad thing about the internet is you can find anything you want. And so those kinds of free choices provide us with a number of different options when it comes to consuming the content that we all choose to consume. And there are people who produce content that is above average. There are people who produce content that is below average. And then there are those who produce content which is truly exceptional. And they can and should own the rights to that content in whatever form that it takes. And then there are those who very unscrupulously take this content and try to use it, probably for monetization purposes, to their own ends, without necessarily giving the proper credit that's due the actual creator of that content, the copyright holders, or, in short, the rights holders. Article 13 is the European Union's directive that's aimed at changing how content is uploaded if those people who are uploading content do not have the ability to directly produce proof that they are the owner of all of the content. And that impacts YouTubers primarily in a number of different ways, mostly because there's something that's called fair use. And fair use means that basically you can repurpose someone else's content so long as you give attribution, you're not using it as a way to fool other people into thinking that you made it, and in most cases that you don't reproduce the entire original work. Some examples of this might be using clips of songs in your YouTube videos, or using clips of TV shows or movies if you're a review channel and you need to show or demonstrate a particular point about a particular scene. Most of these use cases fall under fair use and are not subject to copyright claim. Now, a different case might be if I put a song on my channel that is legally owned by someone else and I play it in its entirety, without giving proper attribution and without getting consent from the owner of that content to do so, that's a problem. That is a rights holder infringement, and if, especially if my videos are being monetized, then any income that I generate by the use of that content needs to have a portion of that income sent or directed to the rights holder. And that's fair. YouTube uses a number of different methodologies. They use a number of different programs and algorithms, the most famous of which being Content ID, to identify content that may belong to someone else and offer a way for the rights holder to get a portion of the money if there's monetization, or to remove the content if it's being generated by someone else and not given proper attribution and not being given the proper credit. The European Union's directive via Article 13 removes the burden of proof for the use of copyrighted material or the potential use of copyrighted material and puts the burden of liability entirely on the hosting platform. So that would mean that YouTube, Facebook, Snapchat, potentially even Twitter and Instagram could all be held liable individually and as an organization if they allow copyrighted material to be used on their platform and subsequently distributed to the audiences that each of those platforms has. And as is most prominent when business decisions involving liability are made, YouTube has already said their preferred method of dealing with this will be to just stop uploading content from those creators who don't own or have proof that they own all of the material in their videos. For vloggers, travel vloggers, and daily vloggers, that's not a huge deal because they're basically just talking about and recording their own lives. For people who review technology, like ourselves, for people who review movies and videos and television shows and music and all kinds of other types of content that's put out into the world, that's a huge problem because you don't own that material. I don't own the clips of the movies that I am uploading to review. And without that proof, YouTube will just block those videos. In fact, they may even block whole channels from being seen or being viewed out of the EU in its entirety by any other source in the world. And I'm not so foolish or naive to think that my content, the podcasts that I'm recording and the YouTube videos that I'm uploading, are being seen by audiences in the European Union and all over the globe, although we do have a fairly sizable audience in India, so thank you guys. But there are significant repercussions beyond just those of the people that live in the United States and the people who live in the European Union who'd be affected by Article 13. YouTube CEO Susan, and I'll butcher her last name, so I'm not going to say it, but the CEO of YouTube has indicated that we can show our support and demonstrate our support against Article 13's regulation by using the hashtag Save Your Internet, recording content, videos, podcasts, blog posts, news articles, all using that same hashtag to let the European Union know that we want to keep the rules in place the way that they are. The system is not perfect, and no system would ever be perfect. And that's, I think, the real point of this process. Article 13 is changing, or attempting to change, an imperfect system and replace it with another imperfect system. That doesn't really help anyone. Not the copyrights holders, not the content creators, not anyone. It sounds a lot to me like change, for the sake of change, and the short-sighted efforts of lawmakers to try and make things better ultimately might only end up making things worse, and resulting in the blocking of many YouTube channels, resulting in the loss of income for many content creators, and resulting in a new system that ultimately doesn't really help anyone. If you can't consume the content, then there can be no income generated from it. And so the rights holders to that content lose what little income they might have had from having those videos be watched and having copyright claims be filed. This sounds like a bad deal for everybody, and I'm not even residing in the European Union and don't necessarily feel the urgency of the impact right now. But if you're listening to this show and you enjoy our content and you enjoy other content on the internet, I urge you to take action and support. Tweet using Save Your Internet. Talk to your friends. Tell the people that you know. And spread the word so that more people are made aware and less people are ignorant, like I was, of what the impact of Article 13 could be. That's the show for this evening. Thanks again for listening. I really appreciate it. Again, you can check out our written content over at SiliconTheory.com. Follow us on social. We are at Silicon Theory on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/C/SiliconTheory, or just mash that link in the bio. Subscribe while you're there. We appreciate it. Thank you again for listening. Support your internet. And we will talk tech soon.